always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk told CBS Sunday Morning's David Pogue when he thinks SpaceX will be heading to Mars.
Lucky, we've probably got about a 50% chance of sending ships from Earth to Mars at the end of next year, so November, December next year.
Wow. Is that realistic or is that Elon time?
Well, I try to give the 50th percentile. You should expect half the time I'm wrong.
The full interview airs this weekend. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is leading the U.S. delegation in Singapore at a big security conference.
The United States is committed to working with our allies and partners to deter aggression by communist China in the Indo-Pacific.
Hamas has concerns an Israeli-backed ceasefire plan does not include a commitment that it would lead to a permanent one.
We don't have a written confirmation yet from Hamas of its final response. But if you look at some of the sticking points that they're talking about, they're very familiar ones.
That's the BBC's Yolande Nell. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Summer is here, which means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. Joanne Krulatz shares important information.
UW Health adult trauma Dr. Patrick Sheehan offers up some tips on how to prevent fire-related injuries.
Keeping an eye towards the safety of any source of heat or open flame, just making sure that the area doesn't have unnecessary bottles of fuel, canisters of gas, loose leaf litter or other flammable objects, not using anything that is not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. The use of gasoline, diesel fuel, any other sort of flammable accelerant is extremely dangerous and probably one of the most common reasons that people end up coming under our care. Keeping the area clear of tripping hazards, anything else that could make the area dangerous. We end up having to take care of a lot of people who accidentally trip and fall into an open flame, and that's often because a chair leg is sticking in the way or a cooler is in the way. If it's at all possible, having a water source such as a garden hose or a bucket of water, or if there is a fire extinguisher around, just knowing where it is and that it's within easy grabbing distance if needed.
Sheehan says if you do experience a burn, don't hesitate to reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment is needed.
The Portage County Historical Society would like to help you preserve your personal past with a special workshop series. They'll hold the workshops one evening per month to give you practical tools to organize, care for, and share your personal history. There is a cost for these workshops, which begin in June and continue until September. You can find out more at pchswi.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel the, it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round two of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par five at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week on the Rational Revolution, we've got Devin Remiker. He's running for chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network. I, however, am not Pat Kreitlow. I don't have the hair to be Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball, along with our producer and engineer, Parker Olson. Have a great morning here at downtown Madison. I wish we were at Lake Wissota, Parker. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I would love to be at Lake Wissota as well. That sounds like
there,
a great place.
I was up there last week to do our show. I do the show in the afternoon, 2 to 4, and Pat invited me up to Lake Wissota last week to do the show on Friday, and we were overlooking the lake. It was a beautiful day, and at the end of the show, he brought me a handmade brandy old-fashioned sweet.
Ooh, there you go. He's treating me right up there.
Sadly, I don't have a Bloody Mary for you this morning.
I love to start off my morning with a Bloody Mary. Dang.
Also joining us from the beautiful Racine Park Dancing Rockettes Radio Park Studio in Racine, Greg Bach. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well. Good morning. It's the great and powerful Alba.
Stop.
He's so amazing. Here's the thing, Parker, you got to know about Todd Alba is that he loves compliments and he takes them real well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I appreciate that, Greg. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You're amazing as well. Now, lots going on. Pat is off today. He's at a graduation for a grandchild. So that's fantastic. And Greg, now let me get this straight. This is technically your last day. You're handing the reins. It's like a relay race, a 4x4. You're passing the baton to Parker. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah. Parker's been running the show since yesterday, and he's been doing it with gusto and guile and moxie. And so
I didn't know I had that in me. Wow.
You do, my friend. You do. I'll be honest here because I like honesty.
Please,
in this room. I'll be in the shadows in the background, unseen for a couple days, but it's Parker's show now. You guys just be nice to him because he can make you sound terrible.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I try to be as respectful as I can to the producers and engineers because they can make you sound really, really bad. I do that well enough myself, so I don't need any help with that. Well, Greg, great to have you along. And by the way, those listening, Greg isn't going anywhere. He'll continue to co-host Matt Nair on Air Jane Matt Nair every morning from 9 until 11. It's just that he gets a couple more hours of sleep. So
I get 2 hours more sleep. I can't wait.
Woohoo! I would love that. That sounds so good.
Yeah. That's great. Well, great to have you all here, and great to have Parker on board at Civic Media as well. Going to have a great morning this morning, despite Pat not being here. We'll continue on many of the main features that Pat does, bringing news, weather, sports, that sort of thing. We've got Brittany Merlot coming up next hour. She'll be in with some live weather. We're going to tell you why that is important in particular today on this Friday, the 30th of May, 2025, here on the Civic Media Ready Network. And then in hour two, our round table will be joining us today. That will include Jennifer Schulze, longtime Chicago journalist out of the Chicago area, of course, and then Mark Jacob, also a longtime writer journalist from the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times, talking about the headlines from this week. And then an hour, well, I guess the 8 o'clock hour, we'll say, we're going to have Dr. Kristen Lierley here of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on Saturdays. She's going to be talking. There's a brand new bill or a newer bill going through the state legislature right now on mammograms and trying to get some money for women to make that either less costly or free in some cases. So we'll be discussing that. And also Todd's medical report card that I talked about on my show. But the larger issue is men's health. You know, we as guys don't often enough like to say, well, we got to go to the doctor. We try to be, I'll get through it. I'll be okay. No. You want to go to the doctor. And so Dr. Lierley will be talking to us about that as well. And all kinds of fun and games. We got Brewers tickets to give away today. And throughout the morning, we'll get to know Parker a little bit better here across Civic Media. How about that?
We're going to explore my life? Is that what's going on?
Well, I mean, not only as much as you want to.
Right. Okay. Didn't want, like, examination here.
No.
We're guys here. It's like, hey, Park, how you doing? I'm good.
Good. We're best friends now. Okay.
Oh, right. Exactly. So we welcome you. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. Look at a couple of the headlines here for this morning. In particular, one, this is according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, big story today in the state of Wisconsin, particularly for those who might have respiratory issues and that sort of thing. Smoke and Canadian wildfires will produce unhealthy air quality in Wisconsin today, according to the Department of Natural Resources in a statement yesterday that said wildfire smoke will be pushing in ahead of a cold front. Much of the state will potentially reach the Red Air Quality Index. Is that like on Star Trek? Red alert? No. Yeah, I'm serious for some people, which is considered unhealthy for people. So a red alert air quality today in Wisconsin for the entire state. The state is expected to remain at level orange, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups. On the southwestern portion of the state, mostly along the Mississippi River Valley, will mostly stay at level yellow or a moderate level of poor air quality. I didn't know there were all these colors, by the way. Out of control wildfires prompted a state of emergency in Manitoba, Canada, where thousands of residents were forced to evacuate their homes. The DNR is asking Wisconsin residents who are part of sensitive groups, like people with pre-existing respiratory conditions like asthma, should make outdoor activities shorter and less intense. The National Weather Service is issuing an air quality alert for the entire state today and calls for highs today in the 70s, with storms expected in the afternoon and evening over much of the state. It's okay to be active outdoors, but take more breaks, the DNR says. Watch for symptoms such as coughing or shortness of breath. Like, I need that like a hole in the head. I'm suffering from allergies right now. I'm on every possible drug you can imagine right now for allergy. I've got Claritin. I've got fluticasone, ibuprofen. I sound like Gilda Radner from the old SNL days. You know, yeah. Rosanna, Tana. It's always something.
Red isn't even the highest one. You'd think red would be the worst. There's purple after that, and then maroon.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yep. There's six different levels. It starts with green, good stuff, yellow, then orange, then red. And they're like, no, let's go even further. Purple and maroon. Let's really freak them out.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, anyway, stay inside if you have pre-existing conditions. As they say, let's take a look at the current state temperatures around the state of Wisconsin right now. At 14 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, it is 61 degrees on the shores of Lake Gichigumi in Superior, Wisconsin this morning. Going down to beautiful Amory, 52, 55 at WCFW The Tap in Eau Claire, over at Chad Holmes and WXCW over in Wausau, 55 degrees as well. 52 at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, looks like around 50 degrees right now in Wisconsin Rapids, 48 degrees in Richland Center this morning, 54 in La Crosse, 52 here in the capital city, 52 as well over in Oshkosh at WISS, and down in Mr. Box territory, 54 degrees in Racine and Kenosha, 55 just a little north in the great city of Milwaukee, and 50 degrees at WAUK in Waukesha this morning. Those are temperatures around. I'm not sure about you guys. Greg, I'm not sure if we talked about this before. I am one of these light sensitive people, and it's gotten worse as I've gotten older. Mm. Like if it's light outside, I function better. But when it's dark, it's just ugh. And so this morning when I got up, by the way, I got like 3 hours of sleep because I just couldn't get to all this sinus crap. And it was like, it was getting light at like 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm like, wow. Okay.
It was lighter than I thought it would be when I was getting here. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was driving here this morning, I actually had to put my sunglasses on because I'm driving towards the east.
Oh, sure.
And, I was just like, oh God. I'm like, oh, sunglasses at 5:20 in the morning. All right, here we go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but honestly, I'm going to cherish those because, I mean, not for me anymore. But right. that thing of like when you wake up and it's dark for like 2.5 more hours after you're awake, you're like, can it just be a little sunny out? Right.
Please.
It's very refreshing to watch the sunrise, though.
It is. I'm a big sunrise person as well. Brewers hope to have a better sunset tonight. They're back in action after taking the day off yesterday, traveling to Philadelphia. The Phillies got a win yesterday over the Braves, looking at scores from Major League Baseball yesterday and last night, including the Phillies over the Braves 5-4. It was the Blue Jays over the Athletics in a shutout 12-0. Nationals took down the Mariners 9-3. The Braves over the was a doubleheader? Parker said, I think they got crushed. And I said, no, I'm looking here. It was a doubleheader.
Oh,
they're going to be, the Brewers are going to win tonight. They're going to be tired. So the Phillies won the first game 5-4. And then it was the Braves over the Phillies 9-3 in the second game of the doubleheader. And the Rays beat the Astros last night 13-3. The Brewers take on those Philadelphia Phillies tonight in Philadelphia. 5:45, the first pitch tonight. We'll have the pregame show before that. And speaking of the Brewers, for those watching on the stream, yes, I have my Brewers three-quarter zip on today because it is Free Ticket Friday. Free Ticket Friday. Now, here's the deal, Parker. The attorneys up on the 12th floor get very testy because I oftentimes forget that I'm legally obligated to tell the listening and viewing audience this is a state wide contest.
Ooh, wow.
It's a statewide contest. So here's how it works. Up for grabs, 4 tickets today to the beautiful club level seats. They're plush, they're cushy on the third base line. You can see right into the Brewers' dugout. You can watch them chewing sunflower seeds and spitting. It's fantastic. And you got your own concourse where it's kind of there's air conditioning if you need it. It's really, really nice. So 4 tickets will give a chance to win on this show this morning. Then Greg and Jane are going to have a word. Tom Hartman, they actually send the word to him via carrier pigeon. And he unrolls it because he's a green kind of guy. And then we'll have a word on our show. And I think Maggie Dawn has a word a little bit later on. And then at the end of the day, the computer will randomly pick one of the entries from our text to win contest. And you will be going to a Brewers game to be named later. Now we'll figure out which game it is. It's a specific game and you cannot change it. So be aware of that. All right. So open up you can only do this via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today at your Apple or Android device. Go to your search bar on your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It pops up a cute little CM logo. Click on that and open it up. It's free, takes 30 seconds to download. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. So you open it up. The first 11 stations are the News Talkers Sportsers. Click on one of those. Lower right-hand corner, it will say text. Click on that. Here is the word today. The word is crew. C-R-E-W. Crew, as in brew crew. C-R-E-W. Text it right now. And have your chance to win one of those four tickets to a future Brewers game. So what a way to kick off the show with Brewer tickets. We got a new producer. We got our longtime producer. And we've got all of you across the state of Wisconsin. It's going to be a great morning here. We'll continue on as we do, looking at more news headlines across Wisconsin, across the nation, and keep you up to date. And a little bit later in the show, the roundtable as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitler with Todd Albo on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
At Tri-City Services, we're so proud to be celebrating 80 years of trusted service to Central Wisconsin. Since 1945, Tri-City has been the name you can trust to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We're offering a limited-time anniversary special. When you purchase a new air conditioner, you'll get $19.45 off a new furnace. Call 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com to schedule your free quote.
We're not comfortable until you are.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitler on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes now past the hour of 6 o'clock on this TGIF Friday, May 30th, 2025. Todd Albaugh filling in with a scratchy voice, a sinusy voice. It's the pollen in the air, along with producer engineer Parker Olson and from Racine, Greg Bach, hanging around like the specter, a ghost, in the like a Scooby-Doo specter.
And I would have gotten away from it with you for you meddling kid. Ah, get out of my abandoned mall.
Patrick will be back on Monday, taking a day off on a Friday, well-deserved, and we'll be back on Monday. We're giving away four Brewers tickets throughout the day on this free ticket Friday on Civic Media. We are honored to give you the first word of the day. You have until 9 o'clock to text the word CREW, C-R-E-W, CREW, to the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device if you don't have it. Go to the app, open it up. The first 11 stations are the ones that are news talkers. And open that up, click text, and text the word CREW, C-R-E-W, as in brew crew. And at the end of the day, the computer will choose somebody out of the lot to win 4 tickets to the Brewers game. And thank you, Mr. Bach, and also Mr. Olson. It'll be a game on Saturday, a week from tomorrow, Saturday, June 7th, against the San Diego Padres at 6:35 p.m. That's important because the giveaways are for specific dates. We had questions like, well, I can't make that one. Can I trade it? No, no, no. The answer is you cannot. Because Luke Mathers keeps these tickets in a mayonnaise jar, and they've been sealed and hermetically sealed, and they've been kept at under Funkenwagel's porch, and they've been there since noon. And then he takes them out, and he puts them in a well-oiled leather satchel, and then he distributes them once they're given away. And once it's locked in, You can't change it, you understand? Or he gets very, very testy, and I share an office with him, and I don't like to have a testy Mathers.
Is that why we get complaints about the smell of the tickets?
Yes, that's exactly why. That has been an issue in the past, where we've sent them out, and they're like, these still don't seem
well. This smells like Mathers mayo jar.
Because here's the fun fact is the mayonnaise is brand new. It's not like an old mayonnaise jar. Right. It's still full of mayonnaise.
All right. I better be honest because I'm going to get I'll hear about this later. The tickets are electronic. So they're sent to you via email.
But he still pulls the phone out of the mayonnaise and sends it to you via email.
But the point is you can't trade them out. So you got to be available on Saturday, June 7th at 6:35 p.m. if you are. Text us, CREW, C-R-E-W, on the Civic Media app. That'll be fantastic. I'm actually going to the game the next day on Sunday.
Oh, there you go.
San Diego Padres. So,
Are you using some of the company tickets?
I am.
The reason why I ask is because we got they're club level. It's like almost like a private entrance. Right. The seats are cushy. Right. It's amazing.
I would love a cushy seat. I will still call it Miller Park. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. God, get over it. I call it County Stadium, too, because I'm paying for it.
Wow, a salty Greg Bach here on a Friday. I love it.
Those are my hard opinions in my old age.
6:26, as we go throughout your morning, be aware there is an alert throughout the entire state today for bad conditions for breathing because we have these big wildfires up in Canada. That leads our national headlines this morning. The Canadian provinces of Manitoba and Saskatchewan have declared state of emergencies, and not just because of the Trump tariffs. It's due to a series of wildfires. The blazes, which began on Monday in Saskatchewan, have rapidly expanded in size, prompting the evacuation of more than 18,000 people. The intensifying fires are also beginning to send hazardous smoke towards the U.S. As of yesterday, just over 160 wildfires were burning across Canada, and about half were uncontrolled. Collectively, they have burned more than, get this, 1.56 million acres, 40% above the 10-year average for this point in a year. According to the Natural Resources of Canada, above average weather severity is forecast for almost all of Western Canada in June and July. So that will affect all of Wisconsin today. If you have asthma, that sort of thing, try to either stay inside or limit your time outside today. Israel has accepted a new ceasefire proposal with Hamas from U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, which includes the release of 10 living hostages and 18 deceased hostages, as well as a 60-day truce. Although Hamas said the latest framework does not respond to any of our people's demands, foremost amongst is stopping the war and famine, unquote, the militant group offered 3 counterpoints. Tariffs, the Federal Appeals Court yesterday paused the Court of International Trade's ruling that President Donald Trump did not have the authority to impose sweeping tariffs using the emergency powers he declared earlier this year. The ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals from the Federal Circuit, means Trump can continue to impose tariffs using emergency powers and adds the confusion and uncertainty about the future of his economic policies. the case could potentially work its way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on X this week that an undocumented migrant from Mexico had been arrested for allegedly sending a letter threatening to kill President Trump. She also included a picture of the man and a copy of the letter. However, investigators now believe the migrant was set up. According to several sources, law enforcement believes Ramon Morales Reyes, 54, did not write the letter, which was sent to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office and other agencies. Instead, investigators suspect a person who is currently awaiting trial in a robbery and assault case in which Reyes was the victim. Wow, things get more complicated by the day. We're going to come back, look at more headlines for you, update the weather as well, and more talk with our fine producer, new producer here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Mr. Parker, and Mr. Bach from Racine as well. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Alba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
There's a lot of agency, organizations, programs that are all designed to help Wisconsin farmers. Catch is, some of the folks that are operating those organizations designed to help may not come from a farming background. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know how it goes, talking two different languages. If you come from agriculture, you use certain jargon that others may not understand. That's why the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection decided to create a position to bridge that conversation gap. Andrea Topper is the department's nutrient management outreach specialist, and she explains what the position's all about.
I spend an immense amount of time working with farmers, agronomists, and conservation staff throughout the state. And over the past 3 years, I started to see a trend where conservation staff were talking with me and explaining that they didn't necessarily come from a farming background and or they didn't have an agricultural background in education. And they found it difficult to be able to work with farmers because they didn't always have that background to speak that agricultural language. And so I started working with some of our close partners through NRCS, DNR, and Wisconsin Land and Water to design a training program that would meet all of our needs.
Andrea Topper with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They're working on a new training program that would include both online modules and in-person field experiences. It's a kind of a very unique program approach. You can watch the curriculum develop on the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. Markets are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
Well, just about the time we thought the butter market got red hot, it cooled pretty quickly yesterday. On Thursday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained a half a cent to 187. 40-pound block cheese, down a quarter of a cent, 194 and three quarters. AA butter, big adjustment down by 7 cents, back to 245 and a half per pound. Just a quick snapshot of where the markets stand. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Maggie Dawn.
Donald Trump hands out pardons to donors and friends and those that support him. But isn't there supposed to be a process? We discuss with former U.S. Attorney James Santel next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball, filling in for Pat this morning across the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. It is 6:35 on a Friday, May 30th, 2025. TGIF, Parker Olson here producing and engineering. Greg Bach passing the baton from Racine, Kenosha. Glad to have you along. That, for a moment, I thought we were doing 80s Alive this morning because it's that, the way that song, that bumper music started out, I thought it was going to be, ah, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. What a great song. Parker has no idea what I'm talking about.
Definitely heard it.
Have you really?
Probably. Surely.
This is what I love about working with young people, because our producer, Zomers, he's 25. You just graduated from UW-Whitewater, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So you're in early 20s.
I am 22, yeah.
Good gosh.
I'm a youngster. I'm 47. You guys want to go to a sock hop? Hey, the soda jerk's open. We can go down there and get ourselves a float.
A seltzer float.
Oh. Hey, there's nothing wrong with a seltzer float, okay?
No, not at all. What do they call it? An egg cream. Oh, my God. Right? An egg cream.
Yeah, they're absolutely fantastic. All right, more on this a little bit later. First of all, weather temperatures around the state of Wisconsin this morning. We are under a air quality advisory. Brittany Merlot will be in just around 40 minutes or so, or a half hour after the 7 o'clock news. We'll talk to her specifically about what causes this and how soon it might get out of here. But air quality alert for the entire state of Wisconsin for the day due to these Canadian wildfires. Right now it's 61 degrees in Superior, 52 over in Green Bay, 54 in Wausau, 54 as well in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, probably 54 as well in Lake Wissota, where this program usually originates from. 52 in Amory, 54 in La Crosse this morning. It is 48 degrees in southwest Wisconsin, the old hometown of Richland Center. 52 here in the capital city of Madison. 55 up in Wisconsin Rapids, I say. Yeah, 52 in Green Bay. 52 as well in Oshkosh. More coffee, Todd. More coffee. 52 in the Milwaukee. 48 now in Waukesha and 54 in Racine in Kenosha. It's a beautiful morning out there. Get up, enjoy the morning, go for a little walk, and do it. The air isn't too bad now. I feel like it's going to get worse throughout the day.
But probably.
That's just my non-meteorological take on it.
It's my guess.
Brittany Merlot will have more on that in a little while. They won't bring in actual weather people.
Thankfully, we have somebody for that.
Right.
We Alba on the weather. Yeah, it looks nice out.
I wasn't going to bring this up already because Parker is a very proud recent graduate of UW-Whitewater. And but I went to UW-Platteville, the arch nemesis of Whitewater.
Oh,
back. Is it still that way?
It's more Oshkosh now.
Really?
Whitewater, but Platteville is definitely a thorn in my side, yeah.
I have a question. I have a question as a proud yes, UW Milwaukee Panther who's clearly better than both of you.
Oh.
Why are you rivals?
Well, is what I would think.
I'm sorry, why are you nemesis?
In the 90s, at least, they were big sports rivals, particularly the basketball. It was when Bo Ryan was the coach at Platteville, and Dave Vandermolen was the coach at Whitewater. Yep. And you would fill up both field houses whenever they played each other. There was respect there, but they also kind of didn't like each other, the two coaches. And I was working for WSUP, the student radio station at the time, doing color commentary for Pioneer Sports with my great former broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, now who works for UW-Milwaukee. And I asked Dave Vandermolen a question in the post-press conference, and he growled at me. and he goes, yeah, really.
I don't think I've ever talked to Augie, but that surprises me.
Yeah, I think he's mellowed out. And, okay. As he's gotten older. But anyway, and also football for a while. Paul Christ's dad, George Christ, was the coach at Platteville, and I forget who the coach was at Whitewater. But at one time, Platteville, there was actually a legitimate rivalry. But yeah. Whitewater's pretty much
it's coming back in football.
Didn't last year Platteville beat Whitewater?
Platteville, I think, has won two of the last three, I think, in football. Yeah. So they've got the Miners X right now because they have a trophy. That's a trophy game, George Christ Memorial Miners X. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, but here now we have, you have a Platteville and a Whitewater guy working together. The lambs can lay down the lions, ladies and gentlemen.
Greg is gone right now. Greg is falling asleep feet away from his mic.
Greg, you want to know something? When we did the show at UW Platteville, our show in the afternoon.
Oh, God. I fell asleep. I had a horrible nightmare that people were talking about collegiate rivalries.
Division III collegiate rivalries.
Hey.
Alicia on the live stream says, my oldest will be going to Platteville for electric engineering.
Yes.
There you go.
That's fantastic. So Platteville versus Whitewater, so the fighting water fountains versus the fighting plates.
Come on. It's the Warhawks versus the Pioneers.
Oh, gotcha. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Speaking of Milwaukee, though, UW-Milwaukee, we did our show there like a month ago. I interviewed Pounce the Panther, the mascot.
Did he have a lot to say?
He did, actually.
Really?
Because he just had his paws. Paws were in the camera, and the rest of them had to be off camera. But he was actually a great interview. He was really a cool guy.
Yeah?
Really nuanced discussion about tariffs. It was amazing.
I was going to say, does he have the kind of Trump-looking hand motions in there?
No, My favorite response to one of the questions was, I asked him, I said, have you ever used your celebrity as Pounce to say, date someone? And his response was, I wouldn't call it dating.
I was going to say, there's kind of like a story at Madison of, I've been with Bucky.
I thought that was a great response. I mean, it was an honest response.
Because they're like, I'm going to wear the paws.
Right. So I don't want to know that. The paws
stay on.
Right. Something, I don't know. But no, that mascots are a big deal, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you bring up the Bucky Badger mascot, Greg? It's a bit, they all get, when they graduate, they get a Bucky tattoo on their tush.
That cannot be true.
No, it's 100%. That cannot be 100% true story. Former Madison police chief, forget his first name, Carville, he was a Bucky Badger.
Okay. Did he show you the tattoo?
He did not.
Okay.
But he did not confirm or deny that when a reporter asked him.
Well, if a cop says it must be true.
Since Todd said, we can now say people are saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no.
People are talking.
In an apartment building, I used to have a coffee shop, and these college guys lived in the building, and they would come into the coffee shop. And I was looking on social media because I follow a lot of social media on Badger Sports. And I saw him with like the cheer squad. And I didn't know you were on the cheer team. That's pretty cool. And he goes, oh, no, I'm not. I said, oh, I saw this picture. He goes, oh, well.
No, you didn't.
He puts a hand up to his lips and like, and he goes, I'm Bucky. I said, get out. Because they're not supposed to tell anybody. No. It's a huge, huge secret.
There's a lot of them too, aren't there?
Oh yeah, there's several Buc-ee's because like the Buc-ee's for ice hockey, you have to be able to skate, and then football because they do all those push-ups for every point. And like when they were scored, they don't do this anymore.
I was gonna say it's a weaker guy now.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they used to score 70 points. They trade out Buc-ee's.
Can I be a Buc-ee who just sits in the audience and does nothing and drinks soda and eats nachos? Because I could be that Buc-ee. Like, now it's just like, you're like, there's so many Buc-ee's. There's Buc-ee's everywhere. No one knows who they are.
Yes, that's it.
So, by laws of chance, any one of us could be Buc-ee.
I went to UW Richland for 2 years, the two-year school, and I was the Roadrunner mascot for a while.
That's an underused mascot, Roadrunner. Roadrunner, yep. That's pretty good.
Richland Roadrunners.
I like it.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I'm trying to remember I went to UW Waukesha for a spell, and I can't remember what there before they became a UW Milwaukee like
branch
outpost,
right?
Yeah, branch, and then they just closed, which was unfortunate because that campus is right on a hill. It's gorgeous, and I don't know what they're going to do with it now. But I don't remember what our mascot was, but yeah, I'm a UWM Panther who just feels slightly more important than people who aren't Badgers because Badgers when I do comedy in Madison, I always say I'm a graduate of UW Wisconsin, and everyone goes nuts. And then I let a nice little pause happen and go Milwaukee, and I'll get booze.
Do you really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. People are, they're not booed because they don't like me. They're booed because they're disappointed I didn't graduate from Madison.
Yeah. Well, Badgers are very, they love their school.
I can't say it on the air.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's strong of an opinion, Greg.
A little salty, a little hatred there.
Waiting for a text from Luke Mathers to come in 3.
No, he's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, he's wonderful. He's handsome and capable.
Yeah, wow. That's what you say.
Speaking of sports, it's, by the way, 6:45 right now on a Monday.
Please don't be Monday.
A Friday morning, May 30th. Went through baseball scores. NBA, the Knicks stayed alive last night in the Eastern Conference Finals. It was the Knicks 111, the Pacers 94. The Pacers still lead the series 3-2. Are either one of you guys big NBA fans?
I have never been into basketball, even really. I will watch the Badgers, and that's about it for basketball.
College. But
do you want to know something funny you know how I love, Todd, you know I love baseball. Love baseball.
Yes.
I think basketball is the most boring sport that's ever been created. There's something about it that does not keep my attention, basketball, because there's so much action that it becomes like almost like a whitewash of stuff. So I'm just like, can't do it.
Well, the NBA to me is just so not entertaining. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I guess when I grew up, the Bucks weren't good.
Sure.
And also, you know, we didn't have a million different cable channels. And so the opportunity to see them on TV in Southwest Wisconsin was pretty small. And you know, since Giannis came to the Bucks, I've certainly gotten more into it, watched their big championship run here a few years back. But I agree with your point, Parker. Overall, I feel like the NBA game, just watch the last 5 minutes. That's when they really start playing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's a stupid take, but that's mine.
Well, I never watched basketball before, but because I work here, I hear a lot about basketball and I know about the Bucks and rudimentary things about other teams. But one thing I've learned is that most basketball fans will be like, if I say to them, like, oh, the Bucks are playing really poorly, like, it doesn't matter until the playoffs. I'm like, oh. Really? It doesn't? Right. Is that like that's when real basketball starts? Like, but don't you have to win to get to the part that matters?
Exactly.
So, but yeah, they'll tut me off. They're like, it doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. I'm like, don't you have 3 coaches you're paying right now?
Right.
They're on cruise control until you get to there.
Well, the Pacers played their worst offensive game of the postseason last night in the 111-94 loss to the Knicks, but despite missing a chance to close out the series, star guard Tyrese Halliburton emphasizes there was, quote, no need to panic, unquote. Quote, we're a resilient group. Halliburton said after the game, "We always want to respond when things don't go well after a game like that. We understand that the stakes are, we're fine. There's no need to panic or anything." That's a direct quote. Pacers still lead, as we said, the series 3-2. Game 6 on Saturday night in Indianapolis. It is 48 minutes past the hour, 6 o'clock. Come on back. We'll look at this day in history. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Alba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Alba in for Pat today. He'll be back on Monday. I'm along here with Mr. Parker Olson, our producer and engineer today. Glad to have you along as I fight through these crazy allergies. It is the 29th of May, 2025, here on a Friday. On this date in history, that song, Love Me Do, hit number one in America for the Beatles, a song John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote. As teenagers.
They were that young?
I know. I've done nothing with my life.
What have I accomplished?
I know. When I was a teenager, what was I doing? I don't know. I wasn't writing songs like that though. That is pure talent there for the great Beatles songs of all time, Love Me Do. Also, as Greg pointed out during the break here, big Beatles-heavy day on today. On this date, May 29th, in 1968, fresh from a retreat to India, the aforementioned Beatles begin recording the White Album at Abbey Road Studios in London. The first song they worked on was Revolution One. Great song. Get you up and get you going on a Friday morning. So that was the first song they worked on. Contrast that with Revolution 1, Take 18. Now, is there a difference here? Take 18 of Revolution 1?
I prefer this.
More mellow.
Yeah.
More chill out.
Feels more Beatles.
Yeah. Wow, that's very chill version.
Yeah,
there's a live version from, like, it was their last television performance, and the George and Paul would go shooby doo wop bow shooby, and that just I love that version. It's the electric aggressive version, but with like that 50s backup. It's really nice.
Fantastic. 1973. Moving on to this date in history, May 29th, 1973. Once again, more Beatles. George Harrison releases his second post-Beatles album, Living in the Material World. It goes to, should I do my Casey? I can't do Casey Kasem when I got
it. Goes
cold.
To number one.
It goes to number one in America, where the single, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth.
George was my favorite Beatle.
Is he really?
He's my favorite Beatle. Yep, by far. The best sense of humor, the best attitude towards being a Beatle. And when he went solo, he had over 300 songs he wrote because there were so many that he wouldn't even bring because he knew it would never be done. The yeah. Beatles would never do his song. So he had a backlog. That's why his first album is a triple disc.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's so much music.
Just think about all that talent. In yeah. one group. I mean, no wonder yep. they're
yeah.
one of, not the best group of all time. Let's move on to 1911. The 1911?
The Beatles.
Wow. No, not 1911. On this date in 1911, the Indianapolis 500 was first raced. That was won with an average speed of what was then a blistering 74 miles an hour.
Cooking down the highway.
It's going faster than my horse.
Right? A little different. 1964 on this date, singer Wynonna Judd was born. She is 61 years old. Born, get this, her real name is Christina Claire Kiminella. Or is it Simonella? Mm. I don't know. It sounds like a candle you light to get rid of mosquitoes, a Simonella candle. In Kentucky. Here she is with No One Else on Earth, the great Wynonna Judd. You broke into my
soul, and I'm just done now. Todd, remember when this album was everywhere?
Oh my gosh. No one else on earth. Yeah. I think I was working at WRCO at the time. We played the heck out of that song.
Yeah.
It was popular. It's catchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Really?
It was
big back in the day.
The Judds are an amazing. They have blood harmony, so they sound so much alike that when they sing together, it's just gorgeous.
Mother and daughter combo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On this date in 1868, Decoration Day, the predecessor of modern day Memorial Day, was first observed in the United States after a proclamation by the Veterans Group, Grand Army of the Republic. Just got done with what we call Memorial Day now. And in 1971, on this date, if we got time, Idina Menzel was born. She's 54 years old. I'm as bad as John Travolta, for God's sake.
Idina Menzel. Harfish Murph Murph.
I know. All right, here's a little Frozen for you to get this song in your head all day long.
Sorry if your kids are awake right now.
Okay, when I saw this in the rundown, I saw the like year of the birthday of the person and saw Let It Go, and then I didn't click on anything, so I was like, oh, it must be a different Let It Go.
No, no.
That's funny. And then I clicked on it this morning to record it and went, oh, this is Frozen.
Yes.
Huh.
The great Adina Menzel.
Who knew? I did not know.
The great Hafarshan Marfunchen.
Yes. And, of course, you played Elphaba in the original Broadway production of Wicked.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
I need to watch that movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. There you go. That's Today in History, May 29th. Here we are in 2025. Big day for, as we said, for the Beatles. Some big birthdays of singers as well. So whatever you're doing today, if you're celebrating today, happy birthday to one and all. Should be a great Friday for you. Just try to limit your outdoor activities. Is wonder that under that weather advisory, air quality advisory to be specific. Coming up, Brittany Merlot in hour two and our round table. Take a look at this week's headlines as well. That's all ahead on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Allball. Stay with us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's Elon Musk's last day with Doge.
President Donald Trump on social media posted, Musk will always be with us, helping all the way.
That's CBS's Jared Hill. This afternoon, Musk will join the president for a joint press conference in the Oval Office. On social media last night, President Trump called on the Supreme Court to take up the tariffs case a week after back and forth by lower courts. Senior White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
The Trump tariff agenda is alive, well, healthy, and will be implemented.
Google is back in federal court today for closing arguments in a big tech antitrust case. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Justice Department will ask the court to order an end to Google's lucrative deals with Apple and force the company to sell its Chrome browser. It says the company's dominant search engine is an illegal monopoly.
Google lawyers are expected to say only minor concessions are needed. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
James.